Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
And good evening on this lovely evening of September 14th, 2015, here in the Central Texas area on the planet Earth. This is T.A., the one who's always tenacious and audacious in this football recruiting game in the Central Texas area as it relates to the Central Texas area. Always believing wholeheartedly that we have some of the best, if not the best, student athletes here in these United States of America, both geographically and on the gridiron. All right, all right. Man, we had 0 week. We had week one and also week two. So that's three football games that has passed, and the season is getting more and more exciting. Also, college football has started and the NFL since we've last broadcasted. So, folks, we are definitely enjoying some football. It is football season. Oh, man, some of the happiest times of the year. School is back in. The kids are back in school and learning some good things. And we're just here enjoying ourselves to make sure that we continue to promote the accomplishments of these student-athletes. First off, I'd like to make sure I send a reminder to all of you 2016 prospects, all 2016 prospects, register with the NCAA, and also make sure that you're taking the SATs or getting registered for the SATs and ACT tests, all right? You have to make sure that you get these tests taken care of. You will not be able to play any collegiate sports at a Division I or Division II institution if you do not get registered with the NCAA Eligibility Center. I'm telling you, I'm starting to sound like a broken record, and I'm getting very tired of reminding student-athletes to do something so simple as going to your high school counselor, getting those fee waivers, or making sure that you just ask questions to find out how to do so as opposed to not knowing and remaining unaware of how to do so. So make sure that you're taking care of those business because, again, no one has to remind you to go to football practice. No one has to remind you to do an outstanding play or to have those Friday night lights. So you should have that same type of attitude in the classroom that no one should have to remind you to be able to do so in order for you to be able to execute
well
in the classroom. Well, I'll tell you what. Apparently, unfortunately, we're experiencing some technical difficulties tonight, but we're going to go ahead and break for a commercial, and we're going to come back and see exactly how we can make this happen. So hang tight.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
Hello?
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, all right. This is the Robertson Law Firm, always handling business for their clientele here in the state of Texas. And also Toastmasters, make sure you utilize them and be sure that you use them to basically build on your public speaking skills. Because believe me, I have had my issues in the past with speaking publicly, and it wasn't until after I joined Toastmasters and got some pretty good experience building on my public speaking skills that I'm able to broadcast before you live and also be able to give public speaking engagements. But again, it was the blessing of me joining Toastmasters that helped to make all of that happen. So make sure you reach out to your nearest Toastmaster club, because remember, Toastmasters is international. All right, all right. In a few minutes, we're going to go ahead and bring in our guest, young man, 2016 quarterback from China Spring, Texas, China Spring High School, Cameron Coe. Young man out there doing some outstanding things, both on and off the field. Very hungry to try and help lead his team to a state championship this season. So going to be a great conversation, as always, with all of our prospects that we bring on the show. Immediately after the show, make sure you go to the blog site, SyntexFootballScoop.blogspot.com, SyntexFootballScoop.blogspot.com, to see this young man's profile and highlights. Also, go to SyntexFootballScoop.blogspot.com again to see this young man's highlights. Follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop if you have not done so already. That's at TA Scouting Scoop with the popular hashtag of SyntexFootball. That's SyntexFootball or football recruiting. When you see one of these hashtags, you will usually see tweets associated with TA's Scouting Scoop. And also on Facebook, send us a friend request, TA Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words, TA Syntex Football Prospects. And we'll be sure to add you as a friend. Also, remember to go on our website and order your copy of our Summer One magazine, Summer One Magazine, with Eric Cuffey on the front page, Wicko's Eric. All right, this is basically covering everyone in the Brazos Valley area, the Harville, Texas area, and the Hill Country areas of Central Texas, basically your smaller towns for the most part, or your mid-sized towns north of Austin. Again, that is the Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine. If you go to thscoutingscoop.com and click on Scouting Magazine, order your copy. You must have a PayPal account. And in addition, we're going to be going digital here in the very near future. We're going to be going digital. So if you have a smartphone, iPad, tablet, hey, this definitely is for you. Also, for any Central Texas area businesses out there, we invite you to advertise on either our radio show, blog page, or our magazine. Just trying to reach out to help further these student-athletes' accomplishments. So we're definitely want to make sure that we help further build on your brand while continuing to highlight the accomplishments of all these student-athletes here in the Central Texas area. Just reach out to us either on social media or email me at tascoutingscoop@gmail.com. That's tascoutingscoop@gmail.com to render you the advertising packages that we have to offer. We're going to take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and talk more and introduce you all to our guest this evening.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robertsonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, we're back. We're back. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome you all, or introduce to you all our guest this evening, young man, a very competitive athlete, student athlete from China Spring High School, 2016 quarterback prospect, Cameron Cole. Cam, how you doing this evening?
Good.
Hey, man, I'm great. I'm great. I'm great. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but hey, we have you on the show, man, and we're going to talk about a lot of football tonight. So, yes, Cam, again, as I was saying, you attend China Spring High School in the heart of Texas area, as I like to categorize it geographically. And what does it mean to you to be a China Spring Cougar?
To me, to be a Cougar means that when you do something, anything from, like, the classroom, the Friday Night Light, you do it right and represent your school in a positive manner.
Okay, sounds good. Now, man, whew, you guys just came off a very, very impressive victory. With,
yes, sir.
I know the three-time state, you know, champion in Class 3A, but also the number one team in the state, if I'm not mistaken, in Class 3A, a team that definitely can compete on the Class 4A level as well, the Cameron Yeoman. Man, how was that experience?
It was a great experience playing a team like Cameron Division. Really impressed our team and very good football program, so it was playing against them.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Okay, you guys had this very big-time win against the Cameron Yeoman, which, from what I understand, was an exciting game from beginning to end. But what are the goals for the Cougars the rest of this season, for the rest of this season?
Our goal really this year is to take each week one game at a time and try not to look ahead or focus on anything else, but going 1-0 every week. That's kind of our motto or slogan, is just go 1-0 every week. And hopefully we can do that through 16 games.
Okay. All right, man. Okay. I tell you what, there's not a better mathematical formula than going 1-0 each week that would definitely help you to capture the ultimate prize. All right, all right. And, of course, we see getting caught looking ahead. Hey, we saw Arkansas this past weekend that was talking about how easy the Big Ten schedule was for Ohio State and whoever else, and they end up losing to Toledo. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, you cannot get caught looking ahead, because believe me, bad things can happen to you as a team when you do so. All right, now, is there anyone else on your team that you'd like to make known for college coaches, fans, and scouts like myself to be aware of?
Yeah, there are a great amount of players that I would like to recognize on our football team, but one in particular is our running back, Keaton Dudick. Keaton is a very shifty player, and he's a tremendous ball. He has tremendous ball carrier. I think he runs a 4.4 40 times, so when he gets out in the space, he can move.
Wow.
Yeah, although Keaton isn't that big, he is tough. He's a really strong runner, and then he can fit through small holes.
Okay.
But also he'll punish a player for tackling him, so it's very misconceiving in his size.
Yeah.
And then also going along with running the ball, he can also catch as well as a receiver. So he's a really exciting player to watch and play with, and helps me and our team out a lot.
Okay. All right, anyone else?
Our outside receiver, Cutter Haygood, he's shown really tremendous hands and tremendous route running, and he's been a really great help for our team this year as well.
Okay. All right. Man, that's good stuff. So, folks, look out for these guys now in the China Spring Cougars. They play good football, as you can see. Three-time defending state champion from Class 3A, the Cameron Yeoman, again, that can play with any 4A team in the state of Texas. We're going to take another short commercial break, then we're going to come right back and talk more
with Cameron Cole. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Sleater Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, this is Inspired Design Barbershop and Hair Salon, located on Stan Sleater in Killeen, Texas. Check them out. They definitely can make sure that they help increase your beauty the moment that you enter between their doors. All right, we're back with Cameron Cole, 2016 quarterback prospect from China Spring High School. Cameron, what is your grade point average, and how important are academics to you personally?
I think my grade point average is a 3.65, and academics are really my main focus right now in high school. And playing football, you don't pass, you don't play. So definitely that is important for all football players. And also I understand that football is only like a temporary game, so you can't play your whole life. So you'll have to use academics your whole life. And so knowing that, academics and studies are very important to me.
All right, 3.65. Oh, you cannot go wrong with that. What are you considering studying when you go to college?
Actually, I'm looking into pharmacy, and so I want to go into that field of pharmacy and be a pharmacist.
Okay. All right. Outstanding. Well said. Okay, we're going to talk some about the football side of things now. What is your height, weight, and your 40 time, your hand time, your fastest hand time in the 40?
My height is, I'm 6'1", 6'1 and a half. I weigh about 175, give or take. And then my 40 time ranges between a 4.9 to a 5 flat. So anywhere in between there.
Okay. For those of you all out there that are listening, for any quarterback prospect, number one, 6'1 is good height to have because it helps you to be able to see over tall linemen then as opposed to being a guy that's under 6 foot. And also for a guy that can run in the 4.9 range, he is a guy, Cameron that is a guy that actually has deceptive speed in the pocket, a guy that can extend plays with his feet. So don't let the 40 time deceive you, because it's not only not a slow time, but also this guy actually plays faster than what his 40 time indicates when you watch him on film when it's time to take off. So those are some good measurements to have. Now, what do you feel your strengths are as a QB?
I feel like my strengths are reading the defense. I tend to do really well at pre-snap reads. I tend to do really well at short and long-range throws. My pocket presence, I feel, has gotten a lot better and improving this year, and the feel for the pocket and maneuvering through the pocket, I feel, is a strength for me. And then keeping a timer in my head, of course, in 7-on-7 this year, we went to the state tournament and made it to the championship game.
You've
got to get the ball out in 4 seconds. So going through my reads and knowing the correct time to tuck it and run or throw it away, that 7-on-7 tournament really helped.
Okay. All right, then. All right, man. Woo. Good stuff. State tournament, state championship game, state final game, and 7-on-7. So hopefully you guys will have the same thing, except you come back home with that trophy
the
state championship game in full pads. So let me ask you this. What do you feel your areas of improvement are? Because, of course, there's no such thing as a perfect football player.
Yeah, I really need to work on my medium-range throws. I tend to not be able to find the in-between a deep ball and a short ball throw. So that is definitely an area that I have been working on to improve and will continue to work on it. And also sprint out throws. I can usually throw the sprint out pretty well, but every now and then I will throw a wild ball. I just need to become more and more consistent in my throws to my target.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I tell you what, you have 13 more games to continue to improve on that. But of course, the sooner you do it, the better things will happen for you and your teammates on the field.
Yes, sir.
So
So I commend you, young man, on pointing those things out. Now, you attend a class 4A school, okay, which basically is old school class 3A out of the 5A school system, or the five different classes of schools. But
yes, sir.
Needless to say, there's 6 different classes of schools now. So you play in class 4A, which is considered, you know, a small school, mid-sized, small towns. What is your response to any dollars and naysayers that feel you're only good because you play at a small school?
I don't have much to say other than we play in one of the toughest districts in the 4A classification. Also, we were the runner-up at State 7-on-7, like I said, to Navasota, losing by one single point. On a failed go-ahead two-point conversion at the end of the game. So playing on a high-success team against other successful programs is not just a cakewalk. And so there are going to be doubters, but that doesn't mean me and my team can't prove them wrong. So personally, I tend to use doubt from others as motivation and inspiration.
Okay. Let me tell you something for all our listeners out there. In Texas, particularly in Central Texas, we play ball. It's always competitive. So no matter what size school you go to, you're going to see competitive football in most cases underneath those Friday night lights. So please, if you're looking down on us, we invite you to come down and play us. You could be in Ohio, Indiana, Miami, California. If you're looking down on the football we play down here in Central Texas, hey, we welcome you with open arms to come down and play us and prove to you that, hey, we're competitive as any geographical area in the country, if not better. So run tell that, please. All right, now we're going to go ahead and take one last commercial break. Then we're going to come back and wrap up the show with our guest this evening, Mr. Cameron Cole from China Spring High School. So stay tuned.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, we're back. Cameron Cole, China Spring High School, 2016 quarterback prospect. Cam, do you play any other sports, and if so, which ones?
I also play soccer and golf for China Spring High School. These sports have helped me greatly in developing my skills for football. Being a goalie in soccer has helped me with kicking and punting. I do kickoffs and field goals as well. And golf has helped me through more of a mental standpoint, I guess you could say. It's taught me to stay calm, cool, and collective in times that I'm struggling. And also taught me to be poised and focused in times of success. So those two sports have helped me out a lot in developing my game in football.
Wow. I tell you what, when you excel in golf or baseball, I tell you what, you are truly a thinking man when it comes to competitive sports. I tell you, there is no better way to concentrate. It's almost like playing a chess match. You know, everything's all quiet, and, man, you only hear excitement after, you know, the ball is hit in baseball or in golf, you know, hole in one, or whatever those terminologies use. Hey, I focus on football, so I don't know those terminologies are used. But I do know, you know, anytime you're watching Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, or whatever, when, man, you just hear the crowd get loud once the ball goes in the hole. So, of course, those are the thinking man game, and you continue to excel at that. That's fine. So you said you also punt and kickoff?
Yes, sir. I'm the punter, and then I also do PATs, and I do kickoff.
Okay. And what's your punt average been like?
This year we only punted once out of our punt formation. We've done a little quick punts out of our offensive formation, but I think I averaged around 30 to 40 yards, I think. I'm not quite positive.
Oh, okay.
And then kickoffs, I think I have a total of 3 to 4 touchbacks. Usually with no wind, I can kick it 5 yards deep in the end zone. So I've really grown to have success with kickoffs.
And I tell you what, punting actually helps to further, you know, building your recruiting as well as a prospect, because Ronald Cunningham and Tom Cooper, those guys were NFL quarterbacks that also had strong histories as punters in high school and college as well. So continue to do that. But, man, if you guys keep scoring points the way you do, then you won't have much of a resume as a punter this year.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah.
Yes, sir.
But speaking of recruiting, how is recruiting going? And do you have any offers yet?
So far, I haven't really gotten much interest. My goal is just to keep improving and continue to have very strong September and draw scouts' attention to me by my play.
Okay. All right. Yes, sir, young man. If you keep doing that, and, of course, if you guys continue to win and continue to win big, believe me, more and more schools will show interest. They'll not only find out about you, but begin to show you interest. So I mean, it's no rush. Be patient. Of course, you always want to stay competitive, but believe me, the recruiting will happen for you, Cameron, if you keep doing what you've been doing on the field and also improve on those areas of, some people may say weaknesses, or I just say areas of improvement. If you continue to work on those things and excel at that, hey, you know, your time will come. And believe me, when we're blogging about you and things of that nature, people are going to definitely know about you. So keep up the good work on that. Now, do you have any preference on whether to attend college?
Really, I kind of would like to stay in the state of Texas for college, but if football takes me otherwise, then I'll be completely fine with that.
All right, college coaches out there, you hear that now. All right, this young man, of course, he loves being in the Lone Star State. I mean, who wouldn't? But at the same time, you know, hey, this young man is willing to get an education at all costs as it relates to being a student-athlete. So, hey, he's going to make the good grades and excel well on the field. Now, do you have any lasting comments that you'd like to share with our listeners about you and your Cougar teammates?
One of our players this past week against Cameron Yeo, his name's Cody Fulp. He was playing with a broken thumb, and he's a wide receiver, and he actually broke his back in the opening possession. And did not know that he broke his back, and he continued to play the game and actually caught a crucial catch in a game-winning drive. And so I just want to recognize him, because he will not be playing with us further this year, because that is a season-ending injury. Definitely a blow.
Okay. And say the young man's name again.
Fulp.
Okay. All right. We're going to keep that young man in our prayers and our thoughts and prayers. And young man, hey, you definitely have the competitive spirit. No one can question your drive. So we're going to definitely keep you lifted in prayer. Well, Cam, I appreciate you coming on the show. I wish you and your teammates nothing but endless success. Continue to represent yourselves well and also represent the Central Texas area well.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
No problem. All right, folks, that's Cameron Coe from China Spring High School, located in the heart of Texas, part of Central Texas. Again, prospective advertisers, reach out to us on social media, because we'd like for you to advertise just to further help us to continue to promote the accomplishments of these student-athletes while allowing us to help further build on your brand. And also, student-athletes, make sure you stay on top of those books, hit those books hard, and make sure you get those SATs and ACTs taken care of for your upperclassmen. For Cameron Coe and TA of TA Scouting Scoop, we're signing off from yet another show. You guys be blessed out there, and always remember where you get the legit football recruiting in the Central Texas area. Be blessed.